Heavenly Father, mighty God, we come before you this morning with a humble heart, with a gratitude as we start this 2026. May your name be praised. As I step into this pulpit, O Lord, I ask for your grace to be extended upon my life with the power vested upon my life so that I can be able to edify and rectify the gathering of saints here this morning. Lord, I thank you for the people that you chose before the creation of this world, seated here before you. Lord, edify them as they are seated attentively. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so happy to be back here. What a joy of the Lord in my heart to be given a chance to always be here with you. And I'm so grateful and humbled because it is my church. Praise the Lord. I am a First Baptist. Hallelujah. I'm a First Baptist. So I'm always happy to see you all seated here beautifully. May the name of the Lord be praised. Our readings today has been taken from Book of John, chapter 15, verses from 1 to 8. Book of John, chapter 15, verses from 1 to 8. I will read it quickly in English, so we'll go from there. Amen. If you dare with me, say amen. Hallelujah. It reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruits by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruits unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be disciple. Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so happy. I brought greetings from my wife, Grace, this morning. As you always know, she works night. And working night is not easy. It's very tough. I find myself in my room by myself. Praise the Lord. It'll be challenging, you know. But what to do? This is the life we're living in. You have to make sure you put food in the table. So both of you have to work hard to provide for your children as they're growing. I am so grateful, to be honest, with all of you guys sitting here today. You have done great job from 2025, and now we're in 2026. 2025 is gone, no more. It is a new year, and we want to be more productive in this new year. Last year, we were productive, but this year, we have to be more productive, and God has done great. Since Reverend Joy left, went to Kansas, we're still here, and the church is still going strong. Praise the Lord. Church is still going strong. And we thank God for the leadership of our sister and moderator, Tommy. Let us put our hands together for this great woman of God. Hallelujah. Tommy pulled us so strongly. I can see sometimes she struggled. But she said, more or less, we are not giving up here. Hallelujah. We are going forward. So 2026 is a very unique year. We want to be productive. As the Bible says, we want to be productive. We want our economy or our income to grow. We want our income to grow. We want our marriages to flourish. For those who are married, we want our marriages to flourish. Our health to blossom. We want our health to be good. We want to look healthy without no affliction, no disease. And that's our prayer this year. We want God to hear our prayers. I pray, may the Lord send his word to heal thee. And that's very important. We want to be healthy. Our ministry, Living Stone Christian Church, First Baptist, Korean Baptist Church, we want our ministries to grow so that we can be able to attract a lot of people into Christ. We want our ministry to expand. We want peace of mind to stay intact. Because the Bible says, God himself said, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. But this is all around fruitful. This is my title in which I pick for this message today. It's all around fruitful. I love fruit so much. Even in the middle of night, I will wake up and I will go to the kitchen and grab some grapes and keep eating them. I love fruits. And I do believe all of you love fruits. Grapes are my favorite. And I love mango too. The only time I don't feel good if I go to Sam's Club and I don't see no mango. I don't see no mangoes. I have a problem with whoever is cultivating that mango. I love mangoes. I love a bunch of fruits. Sometimes I mix them together. So our message today is all around fruitful. We have to be fruitful. Fruitfulness is everyone's goal sitting here today. It is my goal too. It is your goal too. It is our prayer in declaration in this 2026. And thankfully, we want to thank God. Also, we want us to be fruitful. Nobody makes us fruitful, only God Almighty. As the scripture said, in every area of our lives, want to be fruitful in our family, want to be fruitful in the workplace, want to be fruitful hanging with our brothers and sisters out there. Want to be fruitful in this great country, United States. Want to be fruitful outside of this country. Want to be fruitful anywhere, everywhere God has sent us to be. And he has gone ahead of us. And that's the message I want to let you know. God always go ahead of us. And God made all the crooked places straight. Sometimes we cannot, but God makes every crooked place straight. May you receive grace this year and the divine support for all around fruitfulness. Anything you do, may you receive grace in it. And today, Jesus gives us a powerful instruction. The instruction Jesus has given us today to empower us, to empower his church, to empower individuals in the church, to make us great and fruitful. So this is very important. It's not just only empowerment, but to make us, after that empowerment, to make us grateful. Because once you're empowered, you become great. You become fruitful. You become source of blessing to many. So that's very important message for this 2026. And we have to pay attention in that fruitfulness thing. He said, remain in me. Jesus said, remain in me. As I also remain in you. That means we have to have a strong connection with God this year, which will empower us to have that fruitfulness. No branch can bear fruits by itself. That means if you're not connected with Jesus Christ, you're not going to have that fruitfulness. And that's not going to be okay. So the only instruction is given to us, we have to connect ourselves with him so we'll be flourishing and blossoming. Look at the tree outside there. You see the roots. Is very deep rooted in the water source, so that roots are pulling the water to nourish the tree. And then you see the branches are shining, they're clapping and waving around. But without that root, the branches will never have fun up there. So the only way we have to be connected into the roots of life, that the word of God, which is source of all blessings. So here, for us to be fruitful and productive, we have to connect with Jesus. It must remain in the vine, which is him, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in him. I can see our church is doing great. Lunch ministry is flourishing. The unity of Christ among all of us is flourishing. You can see the beauty in people's faces. You see people is smiling. Their love is growing. The unity is growing. It's all that about Jesus Christ. Amen, somebody. It's all about Jesus Christ. Now, I shared 5 days ago that every year we'll have challenges. Every year we're going to have challenges. And it's going to have problems. We're not going to run away from those problems. The Bible says David was a young boy, 17 years old, but he has seen challenges. That is challenging people. He has seen opportunity. And the Bible said David wasn't running from the front line, but he was running into the front line to fix the problem. So I want to encourage you this year. Challenges might arise. Difficulties might arise. Problems might show up. But I want to encourage you to stand strong. Be rooted in the Word of God. If problems show up, you run into the problem and fix it. Do not run from the problem, but run into the problem and fix it. You will start to see greater things is happening here. And there will be ups and downs. There will be domestic and worldwide struggle. Have we seen there's a lot of problem within our country? You have seen the problem worldwide. Those needs our prayers. We as a believers, we have to pray. We don't have to run away from those issues, but we have to pray so that we will always have peace of mind. Nevertheless, Jesus did not say that the problems in the world will stop us from bearing fruit. You will continue to bear the fruit even though you have those challenges, but never give up, never quit. Say, my God is able. My God is bigger than my problem. He will see me through. Even though I have this affliction, sickness in my body, but I do believe my God will heal me. Even though I have financial issue, but I have promise from Bible. God said, I will meet your needs according to my riches in glory. All these promises are there, but you just have to be rooted and connect with that vine. So those problems will never stop us from bearing the fruits, brothers and sisters. The economic state of our nation, it's not going to determine the factors of our fruitfulness. You will always be fruitful in the land of living. The negative opinion of those who don't like, maybe you, maybe me, is not enough to stop our fruitfulness. We're always going to be fruitful as the children of God that call according to his purpose. Your fruitfulness is determined by your mining or remaining in Jesus Christ. That will determine your fruitfulness. As you remain in Jesus Christ, you will always going to be fruitful. Challenges may come. A storm of life will come. It will shake you like never before. But as long you're rooted in the Word of God, you will be unshakable. Because you have hope in Christ. And that's very important for us to know. And I want to encourage you this evening, my brothers and sisters, is standing strong and is saying commitment. With your commitment into the Lord. Remain in Jesus Christ. As long as you understand and commit to remaining in him, the evil plans and the secret meetings of the evil, it will never bring you down. Because you know your God is backing you up. We have heard beautiful voice here today. It says, Jesus said, I am the lion of tribe of Judah. And I'm calling you brethren. You will never be brood of lion except your one. I'm telling you the truth, if you get a chance, ever get a chance, go to Africa and spot that lion in safari. Lion is a very aggressive animal. Once you look at that lion, you better run. You better run. But Jesus said, I am the lion of the tribe of Judah, and I'm calling you brethren. You know, you will never be brood of lion except you want. I will never call myself a lion or lioness if I'm not a lion. It's not easy. So until the lion in us comes alive, we'll still panicking. But once the lion in you comes alive, you'll be strong. And nothing will mess up with you. No devil will mess up with you. And that's the message of this 2026. We have to be strong. We have to remain in Christ so he will see us through. As long as your desire and the investment of yourself. You invest yourself so tirelessly because you want to see the growth. You want to see the church is flourishing. And I will encourage you, never stop praying. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Because the Bible says the certain things never go away only by prayer and fasting. Keep fasting. Say, God, see us through this year 2026. We want to see your greatness in the land of living. And that's very important. Now here, as we reach in this year now, we have a lot of questions in our head. What is going to happen in my life? How my life is going to unfold? But Jesus gave us today his greatest key of productivity and fruitfulness. Number one, how to remain in Christ. How are we going to remain in Christ? How do we remain in him this year? That's the question for all of us. By staying in the Word of God. The only way out, as a believer, you have to read the Word of God. Read the Word of God from January to December, non-stop. Keep reading the Word of God. Open your book from Genesis to Revelation. Keep reading the Word of God. That's the only way you can be strengthened and you can be fruitful and you will flourish. Jesus is the Word of God. So when he says, remain in me and I will remain in you, he means to say, stay in the Word. Stay in the Word and the Word will stay in you. Once you stay in the Word will stay in you. I don't read Bible, I consume Bible. I consume my Bible. Every word I study, I apply it into my own self. That's how you will grow. As long as word stays in you, you will be fruitful. No matter the darkness that covers the earth, you will be fruitful. We live in the world of million distractions. Lot of distraction daily. If it is not social media that is bothering you. Some people just jump out of the bed early morning. They pick up their Facebook. They start looking and scrolling. They want to see what is happening in that Facebook. That's the distraction. Some people stay 8 hours in TikTok. That is a distraction. But once you pick up yourself early in the morning, say, Jesus, I bless your holy name. Open your Bible and read. Kneel down and pray. So my going out this morning will be blessed. My coming in will be blessed. I will be fruitful in the land of living. Hallelujah. We in the world of distraction. It is the news maybe. CNN, Fox News. You keep scrolling there. Disturbing your faith. But the first thing you do, pick up your Bible. And pray for those situations that is happening around the world. But that's what we have to do. It is very important, brothers and sisters. News, it is not the news. It could be the job that you're going to. You are feeling bad, you know, picking yourself, you know, that job, if I go to this job today, I would be bothered. My boss is not going to get along with me. Or my peers at workplace is not going to get along with me. So I don't want to go to work. You feel bad. But at the same time, you feel like if I don't go to work, I'm going to pay my bills. For those who are working like us, I have to work every morning, 5 o'clock, I'm already up, getting ready to go to work. So those are things that sometimes distract people. But once you connect with Jesus, no problem. The boss, the co-tenant, maybe your neighbor is not doing good. Maybe you're facing financial issues, the debt. They keep calling you to make a payment. You can be sure that every day millions of things will try to distract you. But once you connect with Jesus, those distractions will never bother you. Because you surrender your life to him, you say, God, lead me wherever you go. Lead me, O Jehovah. But don't let it. That is the biggest attack against life destiny. Enemy use those distractions. Devil use those to distract you. But I want this 2026, we have to be more productive as a church, as a family, as a community, as a country. And that's very important. Imagine if Moses the prophet, allowed the negativity, opinion of people that was surrounding him, the elders. Moses would have never taken children of Israel to the promised land. I mean, there's a lot of destruction. In this life we live in, you will have destruction within your family, within your community, within the country. There's a lot of destruction. But as a child of God, you have to be strong. You have to be strong. The purpose of the attacks in your life is for you he revolt against the word of God. Sometime this destruction will bother you, so you give up. You say, no, I'm tired. I'm not going to go to church anymore. Life is not working good for me. Let me just give up. Those are the voice of the enemy. So we have to be careful. Don't let anything to distract you from serving God in this year. It is for you to get sometime offended or remove yourself or attention from something that is important. Maybe God called you for such a mission, but because of the distraction, now you're giving up. So who is going to do that thing? It's only you. So God is saying, be warned. Don't let the devil do that, because the day you stop learning and leaning into God, it is a day you open the doors for those things to bring you down. When people say things that offend and hurt you, don't take your eyes off the word of God. When things suddenly turn against you and your home or office, remain in the word of God. If your body suddenly gets sick and you feel like a lot of pain, continue to feed on the word. Continue to feed in the word of God. That will make you strong. If you come to the point where you don't even understand the prophecy anymore about your life anymore, don't take your eyes out of the word of God. Keep feeding and declaring the word when it is working, and when it seems it's not working, keep feeding in the word of God. Desire to let the word of God dwell in you richly, causing you to burst out in spiritual songs, singing to the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, I bless your holy name. You are so good. You are so wonderful into me and to my family. You have brought me from so far. You see leading me, oh Lord. Help me this year, 2026. God will show up into your problem. He will fix anything that we're thinking about him, because he's a good God. Desire to let the word of God dwell in you richly this year. All that we're doing, without God, we cannot amount to anything. But because of him, we're still here. We're still doing great. Thank God that word is more accessible today. Back in the days, for you to have a Bible is not an easy thing. But now we have Bible everywhere. In our social, in our tablets, in our phones, the word of God is everywhere. You can read, you can hear. So don't allow anything to bring you down or disturb your peace this year. So be full of the word of God. That's how to keep off the seeds of unbelief, of fear, of worry, of hate, and those lies out there. So we have to keep with the word of God. Every day, go for the word of God and build up your faith. The most important thing, we have to build our faith and teach us. Go to that Bible study. Learn more how to be better, to be a better person in your generation, to be a contributor, not a consumer, so people can be blessed by your presence. That's very important. You stay in the word of God. Feed on the word of God. You stay on until you dream it. You dream it. Breathe the word of God and become your unconscious response in every situation. If you encounter a problem, the only thing that's going to come out of your mouth is the voices from the Bible. Even people try to discourage you and say, no, everything works good for my good. That's your answer to them. Fear not, my brother. God will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. You're singing those voices every day. That's very important. And that seed, that nurture the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of righteousness, the fruits of good health, and the prosperity is the word of God, nothing else. Be so full of word of God that when something happens, or someone says something, like I said, negatively, you're always going to be positive. People say, this lady, I keep bothering her, saying bad word to her, negative things, but she's still strong. She's still smiling. What is the secret? Once they know the secret of your joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, they will come and join you in that wagon. They will become part of the church, become part of the Christian movement because of your behaviors that you exhibit out there. So let us plant good seed out there. Let the word of God become unconscious response to our situation every day. That is the dance of our growth and the dwelling in Christ Jesus. Important. If you want your fruitfulness and profiting to appear to all, then make a conscious effort to dwell on the Word of God. Dwelling in the Word of God, brothers and sisters, more than ever before. This year, let us do that. That will empower us to restore us so we can be guided by the Spirit of the Lord and give us the wisdom and understanding. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let us have that wisdom today, because the fear of the Lord is, you have to fear God and then you have that wisdom. Without the fear of the Lord, you will never have that wisdom. Once we have that wisdom, we'll be a great people. We'll talk to each other with respect. We'll approach each other with dignity. We'll approach our sisters with dignity. We'll approach our men with dignity, our children with dignity, our community with dignity. We'll shine in this city of Lincoln. Because the Bible says you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. The city set on top of a hill which will never be hidden. The more of God's word you have in you, the sharper your spiritual sword will be. Because the Bible says the word of God is like a sword. Goes out, never come empty. That will be the force that God will impact us with it this year. And I know God is going to do it more than ever before. Today, God says, dwell in me, my word. Dwell in my word and let my word dwell in you. That is how to make yourself fruitful and unstoppable in the word. No fear, no confusion, no demonic attack. We thank God Almighty. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you because you have made us more than conqueror in Christ. We are unstoppable. Lord, we bless your name beyond anything else. This year, 2026, I will be exempt from judgment, from determined for the world. I will be fruitful, O Lord, in every area of our lives. Thank you, Father, because this year and this season of abundance in all good things, it is our season. It is our season to shine. Thank you, Father, because we have access into your word. Thank you that your word is producing supernatural wisdom in our life this year. We'll always hear your voice and know that you won't let us down. You won't let us down. And we're not alone. Thank you, Lord, because I am already empowered to be productive and fruitful this year. We will bear exceptional fruits of righteousness, power, success, and breakthrough in First Baptist Church. Holy Spirit, cause us to dwell in the Word. Hallelujah. Know that Jesus is the Word. As we stay in the Word, He dwells in us and causes us to prosper and to bear fruits that abound. Therefore, Holy Spirit, grant us access to light in the Word. When we read the Word, when we listen into the Word, we speak fire into darkness. Thank you, Lord, because you have instructed us this morning. Thank you for using me as a cleanser for your glory. May your name be praised forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.